Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's the form and all together now. You're listening to Radio City Talk. And, well, there's a few people listening who I'm sure have been with us since the start, and I wonder if this takes you back.
City Talk 105.9.
City Talk.
News from a different angle.
And it has been a different angle. It's been an absolute joy over the last few years for many people to tune in, to listen. Pete's still in the studio with us. You've been here since the start.
40 years on the City brand, but I only wanted to say one thing. How's your two books doing?
My two books are doing fine.
See? Professional to the end. You need the money now. How's the books on Tranmere doing?
Well, if anyone wants to buy one, they can just go to my website. I've waived the postage fees now.
Have you? Oh, I'll have one.
But, yeah, it's been so much fun. We've got Hannah, we've got Matthew, we've got Pete, we've got John, we've got Molly, we've got other people around the building as well who have played a massive, massive part in this station since the day it launched, since it switched to 105.9, then it switched to 1548, which is the guys that we're in now. Pete, what are your favourite memories?
I couldn't answer that because I've got too many, but all I will say is that without the listeners, we wouldn't have had anything. And for 40 years for me, love or hate me, I've had the most amazing journey through listeners that I've ever had in my life. And I find it very difficult to say goodbye. Very difficult.
It's going to be hard for a lot of people, I'm sure. We've got Hannah, we've got Matty. You've been part of the sports team for the last 2 or 3 years, the production team. Favourite memories, favourite stories worked on?
Oh, God, I couldn't even think. But all I just want to say to you, when I was a work experience and here when I was a student, very, very shy, you were the main person who used to come in every single week and made an effort to get to know me and speak to me every week when nobody here knew me. So thank you very much, Matt.
Well, Pete did the same to me. I remember my first day in here, when I came in and to do some work experience, Pete walked straight up to me and said, "Pete Price, nice to meet you."
Yeah, but you were cute, that's why. let's not lie about it. No, you're a talented man. And there's another talented man over there. Yeah.
Matty, favourite story worked on?
Everything for me. Like yourself, Matt, I grew up listening to this station, listening to Steve's commentary on a Saturday, listening to Pete getting wound up on a Sunday, unzipped. And I remember doing my journalism course here, and you were working in the newsroom, and you'd come through, and you asked me to do stuff on the Tranmere fan radio. So you gave me essentially a microphone and an opportunity there, and I'll always remember that. And you've become a mate over the last couple of years that have worked here, so thank you very much, and I hope you go on to really bigger and I won't say better, because I don't want to demean what is happening, but I really hope that you continue your career, and congratulations on the book. And well done, mate. I've really enjoyed working with you.
Well, it's been fantastic fun for everyone. We've still got a few minutes left, and I've got time for two final songs. This one's a little bit off the beaten track, but this song just always put a smile on my face. Whenever I need cheering up, I will turn to this. Here are Morecambe and Wise with Bring Me Sunshine. I know that one's off the beaten track a little bit, but it's a beautiful song. It's Morecambe and Wise and Bring Me Sunshine. It's Radio City Talk. My name's Matt Jones. So let me, just if I may, talk about some of the favourite moments that I've had in my 7 years here. I first walked through the door pretty much 7 years ago to the day to do some work experience for Steve when he was part of the news team. And I'll be honest, he hasn't been able to shake me off since. I have done 2 or 3 years on the news team with him as my boss. I then produced his show for 2 years when we moved to City Talk. And then I've hosted this as well. And Steve has been just the most unbelievable influence on my career. And you only have to look at some of the people who have worked in this building and have moved on to huge things to see just how incredible he is at nurturing talent. So I have a big thank you to Steve, to Mick, who helped me in terms of my on-air delivery and things like that in the early days when I was still only 22 or 23 years old. I had Carlos, who was incredible at telling you how to write a story, how to deliver a story, how to script a story, and questions and interviews and things like that. So there are so many people to thank, and I possibly can't get through them all. Lauren, Becky, Rasheen, Louisa, the list goes on and on and on to all the four producers that I've had during my time here, starting with Dave Downey, to Christian, to Matty, to Jonathan, Hannah when she's filled in as well. It's been a joy working with all of you. And some of the favourite stories that I've done, I've been lucky enough to cover a League Cup final, which Liverpool unfortunately lost. Three playoff finals, which Tranmere gratefully won two of them, and they were quite incredible moments. An Open in terms of golf, World Championship boxing, Tony Bellew's fight at Goodison, which I think was 4 years ago today, believe it or not, when he beat Alunga Makabu. So what a moment that was. And then the news stories as well. We've had the Hillsborough inquest and what's happened there, which was really poignant to kind of work along them. When the Three Queens came 5 years ago, that was utterly unbelievable, and what a spectacle it was from the top of the Radio City Tower. We've had the Giants when they arrived as well. And then all the other stories, which may seem inconsequential, but you feel like they've made a difference. I remember going to speak to someone down at the Charles Thompson Mission in Birkenhead who work with the poor and the homeless in the Wirral, or on the Wirral, I should say. And she looked at me, she was living on the train tracks in Birkenhead, and she said to me, I don't think I'll be here next Christmas. I think this might be the last one I see. And then I went back a year later and she had a home, she had somewhere to live, she had somewhere to go and get food. And it's stories like that that make you feel like you are speaking to people who really need it, and you feel like you're making a difference as well. So it's been an absolute honour and a pleasure to speak to all of you, to every listener who's got in touch, to everyone who switched on your radio. And this isn't just from me, but anyone who's been involved in Radio City Talk over the years. It's been utterly unbelievable. What an experience. And I think I'm going to miss it incredibly, and a lot of other people are going to miss it as well. So I'm going to sign out with one final song, which is one of my favourite of all time. This is for Emma and Sadie. Stay safe, stay beautiful. Merseyside, we love you. It's been an honour to be on the Radio City airwaves.
At Virgin Media, we've got something to tell you that's kind of a big deal.
This is Radio City Talk. News.
The Chancellor's outlined the next steps for the coronavirus job retention scheme.
Radio City Talk. Weather.
Staying dry and warm tonight, then loads of sunshine for the whole weekend. Highs to come 25 Celsius. That's your latest. I'm Nathan Marsh.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk. Aircheckdownloads.com.